Why can't the bike stand up on its own?
I don't know why.
Because it's too tired.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Oh, give me a home in a brick honeycomb, in a building with neighbors and friends. Life's seldom a bore with the world at your door. That's life in the city, amen.
Home, home on the town,
where skyscrapers climb through the clouds. City lights and sounds can leave you spellbound. It's an 8 million person powwow. Snow in the city is so very pretty. A blanket so calm and so mellow. But it all turns to slush as pedestrians mush, and don't eat the snow if it's yellow.
Home, home on the town,
where skyscrapers climb through the clouds, where city lights and sounds can leave you spellbound. It's an 8 million person powwow. A treat, so don't drag your feet. It's musical beach organ days. The pace is a blast, but cars go too fast. When crossing the street, look both ways.
Home, home on the town,
where skyscrapers climb through the clouds. City lights and sounds can leave you spellbound. It's an 8 million person powwow. Where city lights and sounds can leave you spellbound. It's an 8 million person powwow.
That was Home on the Town by Hopalong Andrew. You are listening to the Children's Hour. We're here at the Outpost Performance Space with a whole lot of great people and on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Tommy.
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Well, thank you all so much for being with us. We have a couple of special guests. One of them is our friend, Lorraine Archibald. She writes our learn-along guides that go with some of our episodes. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Lorraine.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
Today on the show, we're going to be talking about something pretty unique. A word that's unique maybe to the Southwest, maybe to certain cultures. The word is querencia. It's a Spanish word. You want to try saying it?
Querencia.
Nice. Exactly. And that word means?
It means home, but it also means like a safe place or, for example, like an animal like longs for its home, you know?
Yes, it's that feeling of home. And we're going to learn a lot more about this with our friend Alicia Chavez. She's with us today from the Center for Social Sustainable Systems. And we're also going to hear from the Rebel Girls about a particular girl who grew up in a zoo. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
So, Paul, uno, dos, tres, Andres, nuestra familia, it's a house party.
at our home, 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 home.
Bienvenidos, welcome to mi casa. Call me Star Paula, you can call me Mufasa. Hasta luego, a mí, ¿qué pasa? El mundo es loco, ay caramba. If I rule the world, there'd be no more drama. Only by the days, even for mañanas. We would never ever have to worry about nada. Life would be a party with your food and piñata.
Welcome to this party, wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
At home.
Welcome to this party, wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body.
Move your body, yeah, move your feet. I mean, one, two, step, yeah, one, two, step. All right, now is your time, yeah, you up next. I'm saying the future's in your hand, el futuro es en sus manos. It's time to be the change, we gotta go, we gotta vamos. It's about we, yeah, it's about nostramos. Nuestra familia, sisters and hermanos.
Baila, baila, baila conmigo. Bailo, bailo, bailo contigo. Baila, baila, baila conmigo. Bailo, bailo, bailo contigo.
Party wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
At home.
Welcome to this party wherever you're from.
You're from.
Come on, move your body, make yourself at home.
That's Sao Paul, along with Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres, with Home. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're learning about something called querencia with Alicia Chavez. She's the president of the Center for Social Sustainable Systems based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they work to preserve agricultural and water traditions. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Alicia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow, we're really happy to have you. You have written a curriculum that's like stuff we use in schools about something really unique, querencia. Ellie gave us a little bit of a definition earlier, but how would you define querencia?
I would define querencia as a deep love and understanding of a place. It doesn't have to be home. It could be within you. It could be something that you practice. But a love and understanding is central to querencia.
Is your place that you feel that's a connection to home, Alicia, is it the actual home we live in?
It can be the home that you live in currently. It could be the land that your home is on. It could be the land that you and your family come from. Maybe you no longer live there anymore for whatever reason, but that is still your querencia.
Would you like to walk us through a little bit about what you do to teach kids about this experience in your curriculum called Ciclos de la Tierra?
Yes, I would. So Ciclos de la Tierra is a curriculum created here in New Mexico by and for people in New Mexico to think about water sharing practices called acequias here in New Mexico and traditional agricultural practices.
I think before you go any further, we have listeners from all over the world and they're thinking, some of them, what's this word acequia?
So acequia is an Arabic word and it means water sharing, water irrigation. And the way that the word acequia came to New Mexico was through the Spanish, who were colonized by the Moors, who came from northern Africa. And they took that technology of water sharing, which is when they create canals from a river that go further out than where the river flows so that they could farm further out, and mixed it with the farming and agricultural practices of the indigenous folks of this area. And now we have what we call acequias here in the Americas.
And so we have these water systems that bring water to places farther away from where the rivers are so that we can water far away from rivers. And we see that all over in the world, but all over the Southwest especially. Tell us more.
Yeah, so that practice is really important to our communities here because many of our communities work together, built their community around how water was shared and how agriculture is practiced. It's also an important governance tool. The laws that are respected by New Mexico State were created 500 years ago and still practiced today. And we need to ensure that for future generations because of how important water is to our food systems.
So you're teaching this to people who are not necessarily farmers or even kids of farmers. Just everyday people like all of us. So, Alicia, take us on the trip to learn about querencia.
All right. So I am showing all of the kids this image, and I'm wondering if you all can explain what you see on it.
I see a heart.
I see the sun.
Yeah, it seems like there's this really vibrant heart and the sun going over the mountains, and these mountains of a really nice purplish tone with the river running through a valley below them, which to me is almost reminiscent of the Sandia Mountains in Rio Grande that we have here in Albuquerque.
How did we do?
What it is showing is the querencia of someone here in Albuquerque. It's a heart, a human heart, with the sandias, the sun, or I like to think of it as the moon, because sometimes we see the moon rise over the sandias, and the Rio Grande. So this is an example of querencia for folks here in Albuquerque. Why do you think that this represents querencia? What about it represents querencia?
I think it's someone that really cares about the sandias.
I love that answer. How about anyone else?
Maybe it's like the place that you hold in your heart.
Ooh,
that's a nice answer too.
We're going to share this picture at childrenshour.org, and you can look at it and think about it and how it feels like querencia maybe to you.
I think people here in Albuquerque, I live here myself. I was born here, and I know that I'm home when I see the Sandia Mountains. And I especially feel good about it when they're turning pink at the sunset. And those of us who live here are probably the only people that know that they turn pink at sunset.
But isn't that true for people wherever they're living right now who are listening? There's something about where they live that no one would really know unless you paid attention and lived there. Maybe there's a certain bird that calls at a certain time of day, or maybe there's a certain color that happens in the woods around you. Everybody has that if they pay attention. We're learning about querencia. It's a place of belonging and home and safe here on the Children's Hour right now with our friend Alicia Chavez. We're going to come back and learn even more. Stick with us.
Everybody go home. It's getting dark. Go home. Everybody lives so far away. Not me, I live close to where we play. While all my friends turn tail, I'm one lucky snail. I'm already home. ever sad or feeling glum. I'll be right here, you can always come. If you have a joke you want to tell, please come knock anytime on my shell. I'll leave for you a trail. I'll be one happy snail. I'm always home. I'm always I'll be one happy snail. I'm always home. I'm always home. For you, I'm always home.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. And this little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee wazy, upsy daisy, little shy, little crazy. Don't be sad and don't be lazy all the way home. Singing all the way home. Oh, this little piggy went to Georgia. And this little piggy stayed home. And this little piggy had peach pie. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee wazy, upsy daisy, little shy, little crazy. Don't be sad and don't be lazy all the way home. Singing all the way home. Oh, this little piggy went to Mexico. And this little piggy stayed home. And this little piggy had burritos. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee lazy, upsy daisy, little shy, little crazy. Don't be sad and don't be lazy all the way home. Singing all the way home. Oh, this little piggy went to China. And this little piggy stayed home. And this little piggy had lo mein, dim sum, egg rolls, mushy. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, wee wazy, upsy daisy, little shy, little crazy. Don't be sad and don't be lazy all the way home. Singing all the way home. We're singing all the way
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum Hill in Santa Fe, New Mexico is where arts, culture, and nature converge. Plan your visit at museumhill.net. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.